Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now, she has become somewhat of a one-woman crusade. I'm trying to help her when and where I can, but I'm really not that much help. But I'm doing the best I can to do what I can. Joining me from beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina, as we, today is the day where we start the... Remember Ashley Babbitt FOIA request, what happened to Ashley, and that is being spearheaded by one Paloma Capana, attorney at law. How do you do?
I'm doing well, Bill, and never say that you don't do much. You do a tremendous amount.
I don't do as much as I wish I could. I mean, it's, I don't have the skill set to do what you're doing. I wish I did. I wish you had... some way to clone yourself. That would be quite the formidable, like five Palomas rolling into a courtroom. That would be something to see.
No, but here's the thing. You have the microphone. You share the microphone. And that's huge because I don't know how to do what you are doing. So, yes, I'm one person and you're one person. And the people who are listening who actually go onto my website during the show and send me a note or... download the Freedom of Information request and, let me know that you're out there and hearing our voices, Bill's voice, my voice. That's how we're going to win this. That's how we're going to get this done, is by not allowing the homicide of Ashley Babbitt to go without full disclosure from the United States Capitol Police, a proper investigation by the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, and a discussion among us, we the people, of what are the appropriate standards for the use of lethal force at the United States Capitol.
So, this stuff that you're doing now, and you got bracelets, the kind of bracelets that a lot of people are wearing to, the various, what do you call that kind of a bracelet? It's silicone, but it's also sort of a cause bracelet, right? People wear these to show a cause.
Yes, yes. It's a great thing for grassroots activists to do. In fact, today, while we were getting a cold soda at McDonald's, after a moment of Kevin and I pontificating and regrouping and, feeling good about making our voices heard for Ashley Babbitt, the truck in front of us had a 3% sticker. And I went to work. I grabbed an Ask for Ashley postcard. I had three bracelets on my wrist, took one off, knocked on the window. The gentleman rolled the window down. I said, 3%? He said, oh, yes. I said, this is for you. And I gave him a postcard. I gave him a bracelet, gave him a one line on what we were doing to launch the Ask for Ashley campaign and asked him to take a look at it. He said he would. He said, Marine. I said, thank you. Thank you for your service, and hops back in my truck. And that's how we do it. It's that simple. People who care know that there was a shooting at the Capitol and that an unarmed woman died. as the result of the only gun to be used at the Capitol on January 6th. And that was by USCP officer Michael Byrd. And it's the number one question that I get asked at any of my appearances, or if I bump into somebody and they happen to start talking to me about what I'm doing regarding January 6th. The number one question I get is, what happened to that poor woman? And that's the way it's phrased, and it's spoken in a hushed tone, and it's spoken with reverence. And we can do something to make that life matter. We can tell the United States Capitol Police, you need to turn over your records. We need to have an opportunity, first of all, to know if you actually did an internal investigation. Right now, we do not even have proof that that was done. We have some reports in the media that Officer Byrd refused even to be interviewed by his superiors at the United States Capitol Police as part of the investigation. I know, because I have reviewed the D.C. Metro Police records, that he declined to be interviewed the night of January 6th when called in by D.C. Metro Police. None of his co-workers declined. None of his co-workers who were there in that back hallway said they wanted an attorney. They sat down that night. They provided their information. DC Metro has made all of those records public since many months ago. Many months ago. If you'd like to get them, you can get them on my website, 2ampatriot.com. Cast your eyes upon it yourself, and you will see Michael Byrd declined.
That's the first guy they need to drag in there. That's really the first guy they need to drag in. Because if he didn't have clearance for that, if they didn't have any rules of engagement or something, did he commit murder?
I think that we have two separate questions. One is, does the department have a policy, which I have FOIA'd for, and USCP has said they're not going to release that to me, so I do not even know if they have a policy. I do not know if they train their officers. I do not know what that decision-making metric is that they should be using.
Right.
And then there's the question of criminal law, which was, is it a homicide? Department of Justice did not release a report either. They simply issued a press release, April 2021, saying, we've looked into it. No civil rights violations here. Move on, people. And nobody has held them accountable either.
Yeah. This is a... Let me ask you this. Is this a big house of cards? Is this something that they can keep up as long as they have control of the house? But as soon as the house... flips and saner minds get in control of it, is this going to be one of those things where it's going to be like a domino effect that's going to occur?
It could be. My concern as a citizen is whether USCP functions as a secret police and has developed an internal culture where it has decided it is accountable to no one.
Right.
It's $500 million a year budget, and I don't actually see where they are responsive to anyone for the past several years, even predating January 6th. There were several very in-depth articles written by reporters who were trying to, you know, raise a polite but a serious question of, hey, wait a minute, I'm looking into this or I'm looking into that, and I'm getting stonewalled. And you can find those similar comments echoed after January 6th, literally even by the USCP union. The union.
Tell everybody how to find the website. Where's the website?
I am at 2ampatriot.com.
Talking to Paloma Capanna, this is she's been pushing for this, and now it's in motion. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Paloma Capanna. And I was asking you, do you think this is a house of cards? I mean, there's a lot of details that if they do come out, they're sort of damning, aren't they? I mean, they turned down all kinds of protection and everything else. It's almost like they wanted this to happen.
Yes. I subscribe to that hypothesis, if you will, of the primary driver of how January 6th actually went down is, yes, USCP appears to have a fundamental incompetency that really has not been probed by Congress concerning the training of its officers, concerning what does a lockdown of the Capitol building entail, concerning how to safely organize and move 435 members of Congress out of the House chamber in the event of an emergency that occurs while they are in that space. And you see with the events as they went down on January 6th, the officers in the back hallway, including Officer Byrd and 17 other USCP officers otherwise assigned in plain clothes and armed to guard the House chamber, that they fled. They ran away. They ran down the back hall. They ran down the back stairway. They were concerned with counting off that they had all gotten out, but they completely 100% abandoned their responsibility. So you have that one aspect of things. But on top of that, I think that as you go through what records have been released, whether it's from DC Metro, U.S. Parks and Recreation Service, the Secret Service itself, the Department of Homeland Security, so essentially several thousand pages worth of records, you do see in the chatter leading up to January 6th a fairly blasé attitude. You do see email messages between persons in the same department making jokes. And I think there is a willingness. To me, it goes beyond neglect. It goes beyond a misinterpretation of the data in front of them. There is a willingness to allow behavior that is predictable if it's going to show the public what they think they know about President Trump. In essence, being something of having a cult-like following. I really feel that that is just a fair, moderate, kind of middle-of-the-road interpretation. One could take it even further, but I think that that's a fair middle-of-the-road interpretation that a number of career employees in Washington, D.C. were happy to let this go bad. I do think that everyone, including right up to the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, underestimated the mood in the country following the so-called presidential election in the fall and the number of questions and the 22 lawsuits, you know, filed by attorney Sidney Powell and others. Say what you want about the lawsuits. Say what you want about the allegations that there was fraud or fraud. But focusing on January 6th, I do think that there was an underestimation of just how upsetting those months were to the general public and the sense of hopelessness that caught the average person if it were true that our election system had failed at the highest level concerning the election of the President of the United States. And there's your combination. There's your combination that resulted in a situation where we don't even know where Speaker Nancy Pelosi was during this whole thing, just running around saying it's President Trump's fault.
Well,
it's Congress. Nancy, it's your focus, not his.
We do know, for example, we know that Ocasio-Cortez was a couple blocks away from this. And
as was Senator Harris.
Yeah, and she was out there. She was out there acting like she was being put upon by one of the DC cops was telling her to shelter in place, but there was a lot of shall we say, this reminds me of David Hogg. There were a lot of David Hoggs that day in Congress, because David Hogg went during Parkland. He wasn't in the building when the killing was taking place. He was not in that building.
Mm-hmm.
He went home to get his camera. So, you know, another trauma. But all that being said, I don't know. Some of this stuff, I look at it, it just seems so precarious to me.
I made a list yesterday as I was drafting up a blog concerning the lack of evidence in the DOJ recent paperwork that the Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has any history of a direct connection to President Trump. And I found myself using the word confusion repeatedly, that there was confusion about this and confusion about that and confusion among the USCP officers as they were chattering back and forth with each other of, well, what if a lockdown is called for and how do we do that and what would be our step? concerning, frightening. You know, I don't want the United States Congress to turn into Mexico or another country where assembly members get assassinated. This is not something to be taken lightly. This is a national security issue. And yet, Senator Cheney seems to have time today to be tweeting away about things that have nothing to do with national security. And so if she's going to call herself a Republican or claim that she, you know, should be supported by conservative voters, then where is her prioritization as opposed to veering off to the side on the dog and pony show and the smoke and mirrors? Shouldn't members of Congress, shouldn't members of the United States Senate be starting with the very simple, how do we ensure that the building is safe in the event that there is an actual national security issue?
Hang on for me right there. We'll pick it up. We're going to pick it up on the other side. Talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to Buffalo, New York Tuesday to pay respect to the victims of the supermarket mass shooting.
Paying tribute to the Buffalo police officer Aaron Slater, who gave his life trying to save others when a gunman shot and killed 10 innocent people in a grocery store in Buffalo on Saturday.
During a Medal of Valor ceremony at the White House, Biden paying tribute to the officer The White House says President Biden will be there to mourn with the community. Illegal immigrants only have limited grounds to appeal deportation orders to the federal court. The Supreme Court ruled Monday in a decision in which conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch led the dissent, joined by his three Democrat-appointed colleagues. The ruling does not affect the ability of the courts to weigh in on cases involving matters of law. This is USA Radio News. The Homeland Security chief is adamant Title 42 is not an immigration policy, but rather a public health authority in the hands of the CDC.
Title 42 is not an immigration policy. It is not an authority that the Department of Homeland Security holds.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is saying the CDC determined that the level of the COVID-19 pandemic no longer justifies the use of Title 42 as of next week. Instead of being sued, Surfside commissioners have unanimously agreed to pay the survivors and family members of the nearly 100 who died in the Champlain Towers South collapse a $2 million insurance settlement. The Miami Herald is reporting the town's insurance carrier, the Florida Municipal Insurance Trust, proposed paying out the maximum policy limit. The deal needs to be approved by a judge overseeing the class action lawsuit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Paloma Capana. Are you one of those people that can type like 600 words per minute?
About 120, yes. I can.
It sounds like it. I always imagine somebody like you getting up there and like me looking at you from the other side of your laptop, from the back side of it, and all of a sudden you get into one of those whirling typing dervishes, and then I start seeing the keys flying off in the air and everything. So, anyway.
I actually grew up playing classical piano at a fairly high level, and so I think that that's part of what makes it simple, if you will, to me. It's not very different.
We're going to have a chat about that off the air.
Simply yeah, because I don't think you or the listeners knew.
Well, no, not just that. But, I mean, here lately I've been, I like piano music.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen it written where Prince used to say that if you understood the piano, you could understand music. And he didn't think that anybody that couldn't play the piano was actually a genuine musician. So, I found that interesting at the time. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Now, the whole is Ashley Babbitt the key to a lot of things? Is this where you are, or is this just because you're trying to do this FOIA thing, or is this you pulling a chink of mud out of the dike where the leak really starts to spread? What happens if you succeed with this?
For me, as a person with a 30 years worth of litigation background, what I have learned over the years is that initially, when a person comes in with a legal issue, it's just like a huge wall of facts, allegations. Something might be true, something might not be true. But over the course of the work that I do, it has to start to partner up with the law as it exists. So in other words, was a crime committed? Is the USCP actually exempt from FOIA? Who had primary jurisdiction among various security and law enforcement personnel who were at the Capitol building on January 6th and in the days leading up to it, for example, issuing permits from the Ellipse straight across to the Capitol building and ground? So what you see from me over time is that the first book that I wrote, it's quite lengthy. It's about 110 pages, has more than 350 footnotes. And it's your initial super deep dive into how to start to organize mass quantities of information concerning January 6th. The second book, which I recently published, is January 6th, 20 Things to Know. And I've got it boiled down to 20 single pages,
right,
some inserts. Because what is critical is becoming more focused. And what I'm working on right now, it's hard to even call the third one a book. It's nicknamed the Super Skinny. And it's the six questions that need to be answered about January 6th with a discussion, so about 2 to 3 pages on each of these six questions and why this is essentially what it all boils down to. What's interesting to me is that no one is asking those questions. I mean, those are the key questions. And yet, how many hours of hearings have been public? How many documents have been made public through those hearings? How many reports have been issued that are public? Which ones aren't? The whole January 6th behind closed doors, complete waste of time and taxpayer money. It just does nothing but aggravate me and probably keep me going with what I'm doing. But Ashley Babbitt is one of the keys to the entire question of national security, whether it is couched by the left as, quote, domestic terrorism, or properly stated by a moderate as national security and safety of elected officials in our federal government on Capitol grounds conducting business. And if we simply continue to do nothing but vilify Ashley Babbitt as a person, say, you know, any veteran status needs to be rescinded and other such nonsense, we're really losing track of the question of what is the security of the United States Capitol? Who is running it? How is it coordinated? What happens when children get off school buses at the front door and go in for a tour? What kind of a risk are they at when a guy like Michael Byrd not only shoots and kills Ashley Babbitt, but leaves a fully loaded Glock in the bathroom?
Was he the one that did that?
Yes. 2019, no repercussion.
Now, he's a captain, right?
He's a lieutenant.
Okay.
And he is in charge of security for the House chamber. So this is not a small question. I am not getting sidelined on any one of the multitude of ancillary things that to me would be academically very interesting to learn and understand and pursue to give us a more robust conversation about January 6th. These are core questions that I would have been asking in the first round of hearings back at the end of February 2021. If it was me sitting in Senator Cruz's chair or Senator Lee's chair, you know, I think Senator Lee did a really decent job of trying to put a finger on things. And believe it or not, let me give a snap to Klobuchar, which I think I've never done before. But in this instance, she was also trying to point out how many times Congress holds a hearing, agencies like the FBI or DHS say, we're going to produce records to you, Madam Chairwoman. They do follow up, and they still never get the records.
Right.
So she was already forecasting, we're about to have a problem here. And indeed, she was right. Several of the documents from those early hearings that I highlighted in my book, we need to make sure we get these, still have not been released. But Ashley Babbitt is a key to everything, because in my mind, she is also a key to the culture problem that we are having right now. The left should be flocking to my website, should be signing my FOIAs, should be saying, yes, we too want to know what happens, because we are all about accountability. And instead, it's the left who is attacking Ashley Babbitt as a person who has no voice, who cannot defend herself at this point, and who never will have her day in court to defend from her perspective why she entered the Capitol building, why she was standing where she was standing. She's just never going to have that chance.
Yep.
That chance was taken from her.
Yep. All right. Last break of the hour. Tell everybody how to find your website, the books.
2ampatriot.com. Books, postcards, ask for Ashley that you can share with your friends, bracelets that you can wear. Tell everybody all summer long. They're waterproof. You can even wear them at the beach, even when you think you're relaxing. You too can be a grassroots activist 24/7 on behalf of Ashley Babbitt.
Make a contribution for the litigation costs while you're there.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be small. It can be what you got. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are, we've been talking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. She is, she has found an avenue of attack. And that is all this is. Are you going to find out that this was all a ploy, that this was all a designer ploy, that was a... is this going to be another Gretchen Whitmer abduction plot? The January 6th faux erection, is that what that's going to be?
In the big scheme of things, I think that between myself and others, one attorney, Mr. Geyer, for Kenneth Harrelson, right now has a motion pending to try to compel DOJ to release information on a number of individuals at the Capitol that day where he wants names, passports, and so forth. Interesting discovery demand. I think, yes, little by little, this is where the story is creeping to, is that one of the elements here is that there were not just plainclothes USCP officers who in the confusion of the moment themselves were confused, mixed in with the crowd and so forth, but officers standing at open doors with uniforms on. So it's across the board a moment where what I've done, at least for my own analytics, is to try to silo the different elements. And I'm hoping that at some point the DOJ relentless, monotone, you know, just silly when it comes down to it, for lack of a better word, single narrative that they have, that there was somehow this fantastically orchestrated attempt to have a coup of the American government, you know, led somehow by the Oath Keepers, falls away as a more intelligent conversation comes forward to say there were several different factors that simply converged in the same time at the same place. Here's who was negligent and how. These are the changes that we need to make concerning security, concerning jurisdiction. Maybe USCP literally gets eliminated and DC Metro ends up with jurisdiction for security at the Capitol. It was not as simple as one person leading the charge. It was never that simple. And so if the Oath Keepers was the convenient setup or the what they hoped would take the fall for this, I suppose the easiest argument that I could give to the general public of how we know that's not true is the DOJ's most recent filing in the Oath Keepers case, where they have this pop-up defendant who's taken a plea, who has had no role in any of the prosecutions for the last 16 months. The guy just shows up, here's the plea deal, he goes back into the dark shadows. But that paperwork claims that when Stuart Rhodes hung up the phone, standing at this posh hotel, this Phoenix posh park hotel, you know, $950 a night for this suite. When Stuart Rhodes hung up the phone, he apparently said, all I want to do is fight. And he didn't. He didn't. He didn't fight at the Capitol that day. The Oath Keepers didn't fight outside or inside the Capitol that day. Instead, he gathered this group of people together. They went out to dinner, out in the public, sitting, having a conversation. And they decided to go home, and they left. They went home. So if that was your big fireworks display, DOJ, that was a total fizzle. You know, you've been winding us up for a year and a half since Michael Sherwin, lead attorney on this whole thing, said, we're going to shock and awe the American people. He goes on 60 Minutes. We're going to shock and awe the American people. We're going to arrest so many people before the inauguration. You're never going to believe it. He, of course, has not seen this through. He leaves DOJ. He slithers off to a private law firm saying, I was intending to do that before January 6th for the good of my family. I was already leaving to go to private practice. Well, okay, but the fact is you did it after. You launched this insane campaign that has now arrested 800 varying Americans, almost none of whom have a criminal background, all ages, all 50 states, all ethnicities, even one with an immigration problem. And where are we? Safer? Do you feel safer because of these prosecutions? I know I don't. I still continue to worry that the Speaker of the House is not safe because Officer Michael Byrd is still in charge of the room.
Well, you know,
and let me tell you the ultimate irony here, if I may.
Yeah.
Ashley Babbitt, 35 years old, served in the Air Force for 14 years. Do you know what her job was?
What?
She guarded the gates. She's one of the men and women who have guts like I cannot even imagine to be at the gates of our bases overseas in places like Afghanistan and Iraq. So she and Michael Byrd should have been able to have a conversation. She understood his job. He understood her job.
Right.
Right? And yet he shot her point blank. And there's no conversation going on about this. There's no honor in her death of having guarded our bases for 14 years overseas during a very difficult time. She left the military in 2016. So think about when she was deployed. 2002 to 2016?
Yeah, she was.
In Afghanistan and Iraq?
She was in the sandbox, as they call it. Yeah, that was not, that wasn't exactly fun duty, those deployments.
No, that was not Tupperware ladies ringing your doorbell to say, hi, can we have crumpets?
No, it was not. So,
do we not owe her this much at least have the conversation? If
at
she
least.
Guarded the gate well for our troops, why are we not asking how Michael Byrd is guarding the gate for the members of Congress? He ran. She didn't.
I don't know. I'm waiting to see how this plays out. It would be tremendously excellent if, when everything flips over, we reconvene in January, and you're telling me I got contacted today by one of the subcommittee Republicans, and they want my stuff. Because the first thing I would tell you is that don't give them your stuff. Tell them that you'll take a job and you'll be coming down there with that and all that other fun stuff. But don't just give them your stuff, because they're going to get it and they're going to mess it up.
You know where you and I are going to be in January 2023, don't you, Bill?
You going to let me get your coffee or something? I'd do it. I mean, does it pay well?
Broadcasting live.
Oh, okay. That'd be fine. I could do that.
Wearing in day.
Okay.
On the back steps of the Capitol with the new class of House Republicans proud to swear their oath to support the Constitution. That's where we're going to be. You and I are going to literally, I'll meet you there.
Okay.
But we're going to Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day, because, boy, is the tide going to turn, and is this going to be different?
Well, we've run out of time. I will be back in touch with you shortly. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks to the listeners of Lock and Load Radio.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on products designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.